USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The immigrant situation at the bridge in Del Rio, Texas is now finished. Some of the people were sent back to Haiti, or they voluntarily decided to go back to Mexico. But thousands are still being processed. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas
will have their cases heard by an immigration judge.
Almost a year after Joe Biden was elected president, the Republican-led ballot review in Arizona's Maricopa County has been made public. They found no fraud, but they did find more votes for Joe Biden. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs is a Democrat that's running for governor.
This has caused a lot of harm to our state, a lot of harm to people's confidence in the election processes that have integrity in our state.
The process was also criticized for a lack of transparency. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician. And I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy. And then I figured out the cause and prevention of sudden death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In sudden death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 28 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.